guided meditation to ease anxiety, stress, and worry. To prepare for this meditation, which will leave you feeling very relaxed, find a quiet place where you will not be disturbed. Make sure you are sitting comfortably in a soft chair or lying down on a comfortable bed. Understand that this is personal time for you, and it's important that you allow yourself to have this time and this space. Close your eyes and concentrate on your breathing, allowing your breathing to slow down. Aim to breathe in through your nose to the count of three, then exhale through your mouth to the count of four. This will aid you in your journey away from worry. Are you ready? Okay. Breathe in through your nose for a count of three. Now breathe out through your mouth for a count of four. That's good. Once again, breathe in through your nose and then breathe out through your mouth. By exhaling for a longer time than inhaling, you are helping your body to relax much more effectively. Continue breathing in this way a few more times, and then just relax and breathe normally. As you start to settle down and get more comfortable, notice how you are ascending through the layers of consciousness that form the everyday world. You imagine there is a velvet darkness around you as you ascend, a comforting feeling like being held in ageless and eternal arms. Gradually, you become aware of light as at dawn, when the colours of the world blush out of the night. There are noises, the sigh and drag of gentle waves, the call of seagulls. Warm sunlight sinks into your skin. You find you are sitting on a small boat just off a beach of gold-white sand. Beyond the beach, soft hills covered in pink flowers, heather and sea lavender rise inland to green woods, and far away, the distant peaks of mountains. You look over the side of the boat. The water is green-blue as a clear jewel, only a few feet deep. The sun penetrates it to the floor of rippled sand. Lifting your head, you look out into the sea, to the curve of the world where the ocean deepens in colour to a dark sapphire. You can see no ships or other vessels, only far away the leap and play of a school of dolphins. You look back at the beautiful land lying like a painting under the sun as you bask in the warmth, breathing the scent of the sea and allowing yourself to appreciate the perfection of the moment. A bird flies overhead, white as fresh fallen snow. Not a seagull, not a bird you have seen before, unless the great sea eagles in this world are white. It circles your boat, and then, as you watch, spreads those great frosty wings and alights on the stern. There is a shimmer of light, and the bird becomes a figure who sits on the thwart opposite you. It is not human, but a personification of the beauty of this world. They look at you with eyes like stars, but kinder, and you hear their voice in your mind, like harp notes played to a rising sun. They know you came to escape your anxieties and ask where they are. For a moment, you are puzzled. Then you see that in your hand sits a ball, hard and smooth as if made of black glass, but alive with movement. The colours are dark, glowering, and have no place in this pristine and peaceful world. The being holds out their hands and takes the ball from you, and you feel relief. Some weight that you did not realize lay on your shoulders has been taken away. Your visitor weighs the ball of your worries and tells you that they will make them as nothing. The seething colours of the glass become bright, shot with rainbow hues like the glitter of a diamond. Your anxieties, they tell you, are not set in stone. The universe is in flux, infinite possibilities waiting to become reality. Situations and people can change in a moment. Everything that you think of, your troubles and struggles, can become something utterly different, dark into light. You can help your reality become what you wish by not always dwelling on your fears. Like always attracts like. Everything was an idea at the beginning. If you believed it strongly enough, you as a person and your life could change quickly. Your concerns transformed, just like the stone had been transformed from a black globe of dreary thoughts. They offer it back to you, now a gleaming jewel, and say that this is now the stuff of peace and of wonderful possibilities. The figure tells you to carry it in your heart as one might carry a lucky charm. When doubts or fear come into your mind, direct them into this globe of light and let it transform them. The power, they say, and the strength is within every human. The figure reminds you that your own imagination created this world, and everything here comes from the power of your own mind. You always have the power and freedom to come back, they say. This world and I will be waiting whenever you wish. You carry it within you. With that, the flame of white wings fills the sky, and the bird is gone, flying off towards the distant mountains. You sit back, close your eyes, holding the jewel of your imagination, sinking down into the depths of light and colour, as if you are encased in crystal. You feel completely safe and secure as you begin to surface back to your world.